Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
While we are blood is always in need of our help, today they're in need of convalescent plasma donations. And that is to help battle the virus outbreak. And here on Inside Austin, talk about the convalescent plasma, the blood supply, and We Are Blood is We Are Blood's Nick Canedo. Online, it's weareblood.org. Now, Nick, welcome back to Inside Austin. I appreciate you joining us once again.
Thank you for having me back.
And, you know, I use the words convalescent plasma. You know, I just read that as if I know what that is, but I'll admit I do not. Maybe you could help me. What is convalescent plasma and what do we need it for?
Sure. So COVID-19 convalescent plasma means plasma collected from individuals who have recovered from COVID-19. Their plasma possesses antibodies that, when transfused into current COVID-19 patients, and help them fight off the virus. So earlier in the pandemic, in April, the FDA approved the use of COVID-19 convalescent plasma for the treatment of COVID-19 patients, and We Are Blood started collecting it in April for Central Texas patients suffering from COVID-19. Since then, we've sent out around 2,500 convalescent plasma units to local patients in Central Texas, and the need is high again now as we deal with a spike in cases and hospitalizations here in Central Texas. We're at levels that we were at back in July, and that was a very dangerous time for people.
And how long do, I guess you keep these, are they kept in pint bags, or I don't know, how much is a, what's a serving, if you will, of convalescent plasma?
Sure. We usually refer to a serving as a unit of plasma. An individual who is donating plasma, depending on their physiology, can donate a unit, but we've seen individuals donate up to 4 units. When physicians are ordering it for their patients, it's usually around for 1 unit or 2 units per patient order. So we do keep it on hand. It does have a shelf life of up to a year, but we're actually not keeping it around long enough to test that out because the need is so high. And right now we're distributing such a high amount weekly. If we don't get new donors in the door, we could run out in as soon as 2 weeks.
So, and we know the need is great, right? Because the numbers of spiking have spiked since Thanksgiving, spiking for Christmas, and we're in stage 5 here in Austin, or as I like to say, it's stage 5 plus with the new restrictions over the weekend. So you need the convalescent plasma. Let's talk about how you get convalescent plasma from a person. Can you walk us through what that's like if somebody, and again, these are people who have recovered from coronavirus, they have convalescent plasma. Is that the case?
Yes. So an individual who is interested in qualifying, we have some special criteria, and that is that you have had to have a lab-tested diagnosis of COVID-19, so like the nasal swab that people think of when receiving a COVID-19 test. If you've had a positive result from a COVID-19 antibody test, that can be used in lieu of the lab test. And then to have recovered and been without symptoms for at least 14 days. If you tick those boxes off and submit one of our online qualification forms on our website, we'll work with you one-on-one to get you scheduled for a special appointment. When you do so, you'll be coming to one of our donor centers or now one of our mobile drives, registering, getting set up to donate. And the process is unique in that it collects portions of your plasma and returns other portions of your blood to you, similar to when other donors are donating platelets.
Yeah, in the past, I've donated plasma, and I'm not well-versed in this, obviously, Nick. I'm just a disc jockey. But when I've done this before, and tell me if this is how the experience is, they take a pint of blood and plasma, it's all the same thing, it's all mixed together, they separate it into parts and they put some parts back into your arm. Is that what this experience would be like?
That is absolutely accurate. Yes, the machine that does it is like a centrifuge, so it separates your blood portions out and then returns what we're not collecting at that day. That makes it efficient so that we're able to collect a little more plasma than during a standard whole blood donation, which is what most people think about when they donate blood. It's just, they're collecting whole blood and it's later separated, but it doesn't make it efficient when you're only interested in collecting a certain part of it, like the plasma, and in this case, convalescent plasma.
And if somebody wants to see if they qualify, and there's some criteria you mentioned before, you said they can find out maybe online. Where do they go? Is that the website? Is there a special place on the website? Where can they look into that further?
Yeah, so on our website, we have a qualification form if you know that you've had COVID-19, and you can submit your information through there for us to set you up with an appointment. Now, if you suspect you may have had COVID-19 but were never tested, and you feel better now and are not experiencing any symptoms, you can come in for a regular donation and you will receive a COVID-19 antibody test free of charge from We Are Blood. Within 7 days of your donation, you'll be able to see your antibody result. And with your antibody result, if you're positive, you could qualify to donate convalescent plasma during your subsequent donation.
All right. So the website is weareblood.org, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way to figure out, or maybe you know, are you on pace to deplete the inventory of convalescent plasma? You've got a little bit around. You said it's got a shelf life of, what'd you say, like a year? But I guess you're going through it fairly quickly these days?
Yes, with the distribution that we're seeing, the request from physicians, we're seeing around 20 to 25 units a day during this heightened spike in our community. And that means that with what we have sitting on the shelf right now, that could be as short as 2 weeks when we would run out of convalescent plasma. That's why it's very urgent that we introduce the program to new individuals, qualify new donors, and get them donating that plasma, which is really needed for patients right now.
So is it safe to say that if somebody has had coronavirus and they have recovered and they want to help somebody else get through the virus to recover from it, one of the ways they could help, one of the best ways, is to donate convalescent plasma if they're eligible. Is that the case?
Absolutely. Anyone who has recovered from COVID-19 and is feeling well now, that's a very lucky circumstance to be in, and you can help another individual who might not be faring as well with their fight against the virus. So becoming a convalescent plasma donor is an amazing way to help your community members right now. So we do encourage those who have fought off COVID-19 to know they have the power now to help another individual.
And if you want to find out more, the website again is weareblood.org as we speak to Nick Caneda with We Are Blood. Nick, is there anything left you want to talk about with convalescent blood before we move on to the broader subject of the We Are Blood, the organization?
No, I think that's fine.
All right. Well, let's talk about the organization for anybody who doesn't know. We've spoken before. Let's talk about We Are Blood. Who do you serve? What do you do under non-coronavirus circumstances? And is that even a thing these days?
Thank you. So We Are Blood is the blood center serving Central Texas. We've been in operation since 1951. We've been collecting blood donations and supplying them to all the hospitals across 10 counties. So right now we serve over 40 hospitals and clinics. And that means that people come to us and donate blood, and it stays local, goes to a patient in need at one of those hospitals. Every day, blood transfusions are needed for individuals who are receiving cancer treatment, surgical patients, accident victims, trauma victims, even mothers and newborns experiencing complications during birth. So every day someone is experiencing an emergency that they need donated blood, and We Are Blood is a place to do so at Central Texas, in Central Texas, if you'd like to help.
And Nick, we talked about convalescent plasma. It's kind of new to us, new to me anyway, and the need is great because of coronavirus, but that doesn't mean you're not still focused on collecting blood for all the reasons in the past that you've collected blood in the past. And I'm guessing the need there is still pretty great, as it always is, right? You do need blood donations even if you haven't suffered from coronavirus, right?
Absolutely. So blood is used to treat patients of all different varieties, but the need is even greater during the COVID-19 pandemic, because during our normal operations, we operate mobile blood drives across our 10-county service area. So these are drives that are hosted by companies, schools, communities, and churches. And they are one of the main ways that we reach the public and help them donate blood for patients in need. Due to restrictions in place during COVID-19, we've seen schools shut down. We've seen workplaces go to work from home and other communities stop gathering in person or gather in a more limited capacity. And those are our traditional blood drive hosts, which means they're not hosting blood drives. So we're experiencing such a reduced amount of blood drives that that means that we have a big hole in the amount of donations we need to collect for the hospitals in our area. So that's been a challenge throughout the pandemic. It's a challenge that's being experienced nationally and also in Central Texas. Right now, there is some interest in blood donation. We're seeing the community members come out. Great to see during the holiday season. But this will be a long-term thing that we have to deal with, especially as we see the pandemic stretch on and people continue to operate cautiously about opening schools, churches, and other communities that might be the hosts that we were relying on.
So what I'm hearing, Nick, is maybe somebody has to be more proactive with their blood donation, meaning they're not going to stumble across a blood drive at school or at work because they're just not happening. Plus, people aren't really going to school or work. So how can people, if they want to give blood, if they want to help out, how can they be more proactive in their blood donation efforts?
Sure. So if you're interested in donating blood and realize that you won't be able to find a mobile drive easily near you, you can visit us at weareblood.org. Our donor centers continue to remain open and operate safely, and we still have some active blood drives. On our website, you can see an interactive map. You can look for an appointment, which is mandatory now during the COVID-19 pandemic, and we continue to operate. So, yes, it's a great thing to proactively look for a blood donation opportunity and feel safe about doing so. We've continued to operate during the pandemic with elevated safety measures, which includes elevated cleaning procedures for our donor centers and mobile drives, meaning cleaning high traffic areas like our waiting rooms and our recovery areas every hour, and cleaning high-use items like our interview booths, our donor beds, or even donor squeeze balls after each and every donor. We do temperature checks at registration, and like I mentioned prior, we're doing mandatory appointments. We normally accept walk-ins, but mandatory appointments help us space out the donor flow and ensure that we're not gathering too many people in one place.
Nick, from our conversations in the past, I've learned that not everybody is eligible to donate a pint of blood. Can you talk about who is eligible? What are the eligibility requirements for somebody to give a pint if they'd like to do so?
Sure. So there's a variety of different qualifications for donating blood safely, but key for everyone to remember is that you need to be at least 17 years or older, and you need to weigh at least 115 pounds. Otherwise, we will give you education materials about the various other qualifications, and you'll actually do a purely confidential pre-screened questionnaire just about things like medication you've taken, any prior surgeries, or any recent travel that will help us determine if it's fully safe for you to donate blood.
And Nick, we've talked about convalescent plasma donation. We've talked about just regular blood donation. What about the other ways that somebody can help We Are Blood? Are there other ways to help the organization? Are there volunteer opportunities? Has that been scaled back? Will you take a dollar along with a pint, or just a dollar, or just a pint? What are some of the other ways that Central Texas can help We Are Blood with the blood supply?
Thank you for asking that. There are definitely a variety of ways you can help out if you cannot yourself donate blood right now. For one, you could volunteer to be a blood drive host. If you have a community or area that you'd be willing to invite us in and host a blood drive, you can do so. We do have volunteers, non-blood donor volunteers, that come and help us with transporting blood from our mobile drives to our donor centers or from some of our satellite donor centers to our centers for processing. We have volunteers that volunteer in our canteen areas, which are recovery areas, just to greet donors after they finish their donation and help them get some snacks and drinks. And also, yes, we do accept monetary donations. You can visit We Are Blood and see how to make a gift to us, which is on people's minds during the end of the year.
And Nick, as we run out of time, I'll give you the last 30 seconds. What is it we left out? What would you like to reiterate? 30 seconds, they're all yours. What would you like to add to the conversation?
During the COVID-19 pandemic, it's hard to feel like you're having an impact in your community when you're being asked to stay at home and avoid socializing. Donating blood, becoming a convalescent plasma donor, hosting a blood drive, or volunteering with We Are Blood is a great way to help your community and do so safely.
All right, that's Nick Canedo with We Are Blood. It's weareblood.org is the address online, weareblood.org. Nick, I appreciate you joining us once again on Inside Austin.
Thank you for having me back again.
Odyssey.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.